Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Inflation is up, but only slightly and quite a bit less than forecast. Annual consumer inflation came in at 2.9% in November, up from 2.8% in October. But that's less than the median forecast of 14 economists polled by Bloomberg, on which we reported yesterday. They were expecting 3.1%. It's the first inflationary uptick in 9 months, but the good news is that annual inflation for food and non-alcoholic beverages was up just 2.3% from 3.6% in October. And that, according to Stats SA, is the lowest inflation rate for the category since December 2010. The implication of these numbers is that we can look forward to a cut in interest rates when the Reserve Bank meets early in the new year. Shares in Barlow World leapt more than 13% on the announcement of a firm takeover offer from a consortium, including its CEO and Saudi group Zahid. The consortium has offered 120 rand a share for the group, an 87% premium to its share price when considered on a 30-day basis. That's 22.8 billion rand. Barlow World's a major supplier of Caterpillar earth-moving equipment. Zahid already holds 18.9% of Barlow World, while CEO Dominic Sewela and his Catlejo Le Macero Trust account for 0.55%. The company operates in multiple African countries, according to News 24 Business, and is big in both Russia and Mongolia. There have been suggestions that Sewela is conflicted because of his position, as it were, on both sides of the deal, but a statement to the market says the board had embarked on a number of actions to ensure conflicts of interest were managed. The statement also says the board considers the terms and conditions of the proposed transaction to be fair and reasonable. On the markets, the rand is up just under 1% on the inflation figures, trading this morning at 17.68 to the dollar, 18.57 to the euro, 22.57 to sterling. After good inflation figures in the US, the dollar itself is steady at 105 to the euro. The JSE All Share closed down 0.2%, the top 40 down 0.3%, London's FTSE up 0.3%. On Wall Street, the Dow down 0.3%, the S&P 500 up 0.2%, while the Nasdaq surged 1.8%. Leading the way, the so-called Magnificent Seven, with Tesla shares at a record high. And that's given Tesla owner Elon Musk's personal fortunes a boost. Musk is now worth more than $400 billion. That's an increase of more than 77% since Donald Trump's election win. Tokyo this morning up 1.4%, Hong Kong up 1.5%, Sydney down 0.2%. Gold at $2,709, platinum $946, Bitcoin just over $101,000, and Brent crude oil $73.50 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.